Just a little over a month ago, there was a huge spike in COVID-19 cases in Malaysia, mostly due to the Tablai gathering in Sri Petaling, making us the worst-hit country in Southeast Asia. And for a long time, we had the highest number of cases in Southeast Asia as numbers grew by more than 100 every day. But just as the outbreak in the country was getting a little worrying, the authorities stepped up and implemented the Movement Control Order, MCO, which has since proven to show promising results. Now, Malaysia is ranked fourth among the other ASEAN countries affected by the pandemic outbreak. Over the past 1 week, Indonesia and the Philippines had overtaken Malaysia with their growing number of cases, while Singapore overtook Malaysia over the weekend, according to the Ministry of Health. Here's a list of Southeast Asian countries affected by the COVID-19 outbreak: Singapore 6,588 cases, 768 recoveries, 11 deaths. Indonesia 6,575 cases, 686 recoveries, 582 deaths. Philippines 6,259 cases, 572 recoveries, 409 deaths. Malaysia 5,389 cases, 3,197 recoveries, 89 deaths. Thailand 2,765 cases, 1,928 recoveries, 47 deaths. Vietnam 268 cases, 202 recoveries, 0 deaths. Brunei 138 cases, 115 recoveries, 1 death. Cambodia 122 cases, 105 recoveries, 0 deaths. Myanmar 111 cases, 7 recoveries, 5 deaths. Timor-Leste 19 cases, 1 recovery, 0 deaths. Laos 19 cases, 2 recoveries, 0 deaths. Among all the 210 countries and territories affected by the COVID-19 outbreak, Malaysia is ranked number 43 with a 59% recovery rate, which is one of the highest in the world and the highest in Southeast Asia. Not to mention our fatality rate of 1.65%, one of the lowest in the world. Malaysia has also recorded two-digit increases consecutively in the past 3 days, which is certainly good news for our country. While we have a long way to go, give yourselves a pat on the back for staying home, which has greatly contributed to how well our country is dealing with the outbreak. Of course, we also have to thank our Health Director General and all the frontliners doing their best to kick COVID-19 out of Malaysia. Also read, Malaysia is handling COVID-19 differently than UK and Italy, and it has a better outcome. Here's how. You have reached the end of this story.